Hello, this is Annika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm joined today by a very, very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Raquel Vidal, and I am the freak's mother, Annika Chan's mother.
How kind.
This is Confessions of a Freak.
Thank you, thank you. Is there anything you'd like to say about the show today?
Yes, I think we planned something very special for a new year. It's good to start off with some possibly resolutions or goals, depending on who you are. And Benjamin Franklin wrote the Book of Virtues. We're bringing Ben Franklin in. This is the Ben Franklin show this hour. And he wrote a book of 13 virtues to live by. And it's a really good reminder of the way to keep ourselves in check. And so we base this hour on the 13 virtues and songs that may show the opposite of what the virtuous path is. So the first one, should we say?
Yeah, go for it.
It is temperance. Eat not to dullness, drink not to elevation.
Okay, well, and our first pick for temperance is Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin. Enjoy. That was Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin for the virtue of temperance, which I will repeat is eat not to dullness, drink not to elevation. And next up, we have the virtue of silence. Speak not but what may benefit others or yourself. Avoid trifling conversation. I'm like having a hard time reading right now.
Well, you're supposed to be silent. It's a silent one. For those just tuning in, this is This is Annika's mom. And we are looking at Ben Franklin's 13 virtues to live by. And I am trying to start my new year by paying attention to these things one by one every week, like he did for his whole life. And look how he turned out.
Yeah, our goal is to fly a kite at the end and get struck by lightning.
Not really, but if that's your goal, that's okay. We're moving on to our silence for 3 minutes. Are we going to play a silent song?
What if we take a moment of silence?
What if we don't? Dead air. No. Okay, we're done.
If you guys can observe from that interaction right now, one of us talks more than the other.
Oh, who could that be? And one of us is hangrier than the other because one of us did not
took the wrong directions to get food before this, and then we went the wrong direction on the Ilway Parkway. Both of us.
Wrong Whole Foods turn.
Anyways, back to the program. The next song for silence is going to be Quiet and Drive Far Away by Deftones. Enjoy. That was Be Quiet and Drive, in parentheses, Far Away by Deftones, for our virtue of...
Silence. Silence. Was I supposed to say that? I thought I was supposed to be silent.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. For those who are just tuning in...
Yeah. We don't need to do that for all 13.
13 times, I'll just say.
For my those mom who wants just, to tell you all 13
mom's here.
Times.
Mom's in the studio mother. Today.
Mom is in the stew.
Mom drove someone home after the holidays.
Yes,
so mom's
very
here.
Kindly.
Yeah. We are back with Ben Franklin's 13 Virtues, a playlist based on good old Ben, who tried to live by these 13 virtues for his entire life and checked them off and gave himself a report card of accountability daily. So our third one is order. Let all your things, I quote, let all your things have their places. Let each part of your business have its time.
Wow. Yeah, and you know what that made us think of? Can't talk right now. Turn, Turn, Turn by Pete Seeger. And naturally, to the book of Ecclesiastes from the Bible. Sorry to be like this, guys, but in the third chapter it says, everything has its own time, and there's a specific time for every activity under heaven, which Pete Seeger works with in this song.
So, yes, and the birds did an awesome version, too.
We argued about this in the car ride, which was the better version.
And I love Pete, and he was my hometown hero. So we're going for Pete.
He's my hometown hero. Let's be clear. You're from Long Island.
Well, Hudson Valley. Transplant, so yes.
Anyway.
Anyway, we digress, but here we've got
We Are Digressing.
Turn, Turn, Turn for you by Pete Seeger.
Enjoy.
To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. I swear it's not too late. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven.
That was Turn, Turn, Turn by Pete Seeger, a live version. What? That's the best version, I think, of the song.
That was beautiful. I loved it. I take back everything I said about playing the Birds version.
I'm so glad to hear that. And an excellent example of order. So next up, we're going to be talking about the virtue of resolution, which Benjamin Franklin describes as resolve to perform, having resolve, or to resolve, to perform what you ought, to perform without fail what you resolve. Wow.
And that's important in the new year also, to think about resolution, to do something and stick to things. And the next song we have for you is by Johnny Cash. It was his number one, his first number one hit. It took him three times, three attempts with moderate chart ratings before it was his first number one hit on the Billboard charts. And it is I Walk the Line. A lot of resolution there, and I think probably a bit of love and resolution to do things out of love.
Are you all set? Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear it.
I want to hear it. Let's hear it.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
That was I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash for the value of, the virtue of?
Resolution.
Resolution.
And he was resolute.
He sure was. He sure wanted to walk that line, if you know what I mean.
It was tough for the man in black. It really was.
We're really struggling with the next song because we realized we didn't have...
We skipped a virtue. Well,
we skipped one of our virtues
when we were planning. Yeah, so we might be a little lame-o on this one. So we apologize. But the next one, virtue 5 on Ben Franklin's list of the 13 virtues to live by, great book. Frugality. Make no expense but to do good to others or yourself, i.e., waste nothing. There are lots of songs about this. We just didn't have the time to put it on this one.
We accidentally put a Tears for Fears song that we didn't like anymore on it.
Yeah, well, we still like the Tears for Fears song. Mm. Yeah. So what are we doing?
We're going to do...
Tell me, Annika.
I don't know if this works. You can call into the station if you want to let us know what we should have done. But and our number is 855-915-WMFO. Anyways, we are choosing God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. I think it's a, I don't know, it's kind of resigned. It's like, maybe frugal isn't the right word for it, but I think there's something about living simply and accepting that you cannot know everything and that you are going to live the life you're given in some regards.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
Glad we agree.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. This is God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
That was God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. I want to apologize to whoever just called in. The song was about to end, so I didn't... Anyways, call back, please, when the next song is playing, and I'll talk to you off air and see what will happen.
We're short-staffed here.
Okay. Yes, so hopefully that was fitting enough for frugality. Do you want to tell us what our next virtue is?
Sure. Following along,
sure.
Benjamin Franklin's Book of Virtues, virtue number 6, a virtue to live by, industry. Lose no time. Be always employed in something useful. Cut off all unnecessary actions.
Mm.
Boy, that is true. You know, your life is time.
Boy, that is true.
That is true, I tell ya. So, Annika, tell us what we've got for that one.
We've got Dirty Work by Steely Dan.
That
perhaps not the kind of industry you should be employed in, but you know, he's having his own sort of realizations. He doesn't want to do the dirty work.
That's right.
And we'll hear that now. So keep listening. This is Dirty Work by Steely Dan.
Thank you.
job for free. When you need a bit of loving, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running, and you know I'll be around.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Like the castle in its corner, in a medieval game, I foresee terrible trouble, and I stay here just the same.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
That was Dirty Work by Steely Dan for The Virtue of Industry. And next up, we have The Virtue of Sincerity, which Benjamin Franklin describes as, use no hurtful deceit, think innocently and justly, and if you speak, speak accordingly. So for this one, I selected Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn. I think this is such a joyous song. Makes me think of the movie Paris is Burning. I don't know, it's just a great celebration of life and living authentically. So let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
That was Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn for The Virtue of Sincerity. And now my mom has a very special PSA for all our folks listening today.
Ladder safety, PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home.
Oh my God.
It could be hiding in a closet.
No.
Say maybe it's not in
true.
Yours.
Say
maybe
it's not
yours.
True.
Yes. In your closet, anything could be hiding, Annika.
What?
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder.
What could it be?
Might seem easy, Annika. Misusing one is even easier.
No.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't let a DIY project, they actually say do-it-yourself project here, do yourself
DIY.
In.
DIY.
Yes.
Not DIY.
Oh, yeah, exactly. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
I'm always looking out for what the American Organization of Orthopedic Surgeons is telling the public. That's what I'm listening to.
They would
That's
know.
What I'm tuned into.
They are tuned in.
They are on the pulse of the nation.
They are on the pulse of your
is.
Bones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Moving
thank
on.
You for sharing that. I feel really enlightened. Very virtuous to not use a ladder, I guess, or I don't know.
To use a ladder correctly.
To heed safety. That could be
a virtue.
A virtue. To be not, what would be a good word for that?
To be a
cautious, to
cautious
be careful, to be thoughtful,
climb.
to be judicious.
Yes, yes.
All of these words, great words to bring into the new year, guys. And you know what? Today is actually the new moon. So really, this is the lunar new year, not like the lunar new year, because that's on February 10th, but this is the start, the fresh slate that we actually get instead of January 1st.
Well, that's great.
On the Gregorian calendar. Anyways, our next virtue is going to be justice, which is wrong none by doing injuries, like injuries of the ladder, or omitting the benefits that are your duty. So if you want to be a just person, do not push people off of ladders. That is a bad move.
That is correct. So for this song, for this one, for this virtue, we have I Fought the Law by The Clash. And I thought it was by The Clash, but found out the Crickets did it in 1959. Hmm. And then Joe Strummer and The Clash ran with it in the 70s punk movement. So enjoy.
The law and the law one. I need it.
You're listening to WMFO Radio, Tufts University.
WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm just a guest here. I got it wrong. All right. This is
next time you come on the show, you'll have it memorized.
Yeah. I'm just a beginner here. So that was I Fought the Law and the Law Won by The Clash. Next up on our Ben Franklin's 13 Virtues theme of the hour is moderation. And Ben says, avoid extremes, forbear resenting injuries so much as you think they deserve. So the next song is A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You by the Monkees.
That was A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You by the Monkees for The Virtue of Moderation. And next up, my mom's going to read another PSA just for fun. And you guys can guess, see if you can guess by the time she ends the PSA what the next virtue is going to be. They're connected. So hit us with it.
All right. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing.
Those are some good suggestions.
Oh, yes, please. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, now maybe you can guess our next virtue.
I feel like,
Dora,
can you guess what our next virtue is? Is that an arrow? What is that pointing to? Boots, tell me, what's the next virtue? I'll tell you.
Oh boy.
We're at 10 of 13. This next virtue is cleanliness. Tolerate no uncleanliness in body, clothes, or habitation. We're going to take this sort of physical cleanliness to a more spiritual realm by a deeply moving, influential, life-changing song, Clarity by Zedd. Enjoy. That was The Clarity by Zedd, featuring foxes. Or I don't know exactly how that squares off. But I always just think it's Clarity by Zedd. I didn't even know there were foxes affiliated with this. What a great song. I could listen to it all day. Every time I remember it exists, my day gets a little bit brighter.
I'm happy about that.
Thanks, Mom.
Monica. Yeah.
Thanks.
Mom's here. Next, we're moving to number 11.
You're killing me.
You're killing me here. Number 11, Book of Virtues by Ben Franklin. Tranquility. Be not disturbed at trifles or at accidents common or unavoidable. What song do we have for that, Annika?
We have Give Me Love, Give Me Peace. Or is it Give Me Peace on Earth? Give Me Peace on Earth by George Harrison.
Good old George.
I don't know if I've mastered this skill, to be honest. I got a little hangry earlier in the car.
Yeah, she's hangry, so we're not sure about her tranquility right now.
I'm working on it. I'm working top down with the virtues, so I'll get there eventually. Don't worry, guys.
You'll get there after some serious grub.
Yeah, I need to eat. I'm going a little crazy.
Enjoy this tranquility, Annika.
Thanks, Mom. This is Annika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth by George Harrison for the virtue of...
Tranquility.
Tranquility. Using our ASMR voices. That was the virtue of tranquility, everybody.
I'm more tranquil now. Thank you.
And would you like to introduce what our next song is?
Yes, our next virtue is number 12 in Ben Franklin's Book of Virtues. It's chastity. And he says, rarely use venery, but for health or offspring, never to dullness, weakness, or the injury of your own or another's peace or reputation.
Don't say anything inappropriate.
I won't say anything inappropriate, but I think you get his drift on that one. So we have a great song for you about being true to your love. You want to talk about it?
Sure. It's Hopelessly Devoted to You by Olivia Newton-John. And before we hop into that, I just want to say there's nobody programmed after us, so we're going to go a couple minutes overtime so we can get all 13. But there's only one more song after this, so get excited. This is our 12th of 13 virtues, chastity. Hopelessly Devoted to You by Olivia Newton-John.
No.
That was Hopelessly Devoted to You by Olivia Newton-John from the Grease soundtrack. I love that movie. It's really weird. Got a weird ending, but some bangers in there for sure. And it is almost 5 p.m. in 1 second. And this is Annika and you're